What's up, guys? Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I am your host, Colt 45. Guys, this is flow state. So I did a post the other day and I was talking about flow state and I was talking about how to get into flow state, what flow state is. Some of you guys just don't even understand what exactly flow state is. So I'm just going to kind of break it down to you. Flow state is so important to understand and to be in because flow state generates all the energy that you need throughout the day. It generates and helps you discover the person that you ultimately want to be. It also puts you in that type of mindset that you need to be at to have total mental clarity. Flow state does everything for you guys. Flow state is just the point of living, just about being, just being present, being alive. To get to flow state, you have to have a few things in order. Okay. Let me first talk about the benefits of flow state. If you're in complete flow state allows you to be healthy. It allows your mind to be free. It allows every single one of your body parts to flow and function properly, alleviates stress. Like you don't have all that stuff. You're just in the best total peak performance that you could possibly operate at. When you're in flow state, you can think better, you can react better, you're a better person just in general because there's nothing hurting you. There's no negative effects in your life. There's nothing negative about your life. There's just all positivity, just a good aura about you, just true bliss. Everything that just formulates in your life is just, it just feels good. It just feels the best. There's no guilt. There's no remorse. Positiveness is just more frankly what flow state is. It's just complete and utter happiness to be alive, happiness in the present, and just living in the moment and not noticing time as it passes by. That's what flow state is. Flow state is just not noticing time as it passes by. Now, to get to flow state, a few things have to happen, okay? And at first, sometimes it could take a little bit of trial and error, right? So if you can't get into proper flow state, okay? And for me personally, I struggle with flow state in the morning time. The morning time is my biggest struggle, okay? So when I wake up, I generally wake up in a negative mindset. For whatever reason, I just have negative things that attack me, problems that I wake up with work, business, you know, children. We all know, we all live a life, you know, and our lives get chaotic. So we wake up in problematic scenarios, you know, to put out fires and things like that. So I typically wake up with that. Over the last few years, it's been getting better. My flow state is becoming a little bit easier to pick up in the morning than it had been in the previous past, just because I continuously work on it. So I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to get into flow state and some things that could be holding you back. So tips to get into flow state. When you wake up in the morning, the most important thing to do is to have a system in place. It's important to know exactly what's going to happen in the morning so that you don't draw into the negative mindset. When people don't have something that's scheduled, okay, or something that they can look forward to in the morning, they start turning to the negative. Oh, I'm depressed because I don't have something going on for myself. I don't have a schedule to keep. I don't have tasks to accomplish. The human being is generally in tune with their tasks, okay? Because as a human, we're looking to survive. So if we have things that we need to accomplish every moment of the day, all day long, it keeps our minds busy and it keeps us purposeful. Purpose creates less anxiety, okay? When we have a purpose, we don't feel so anxious because we have things to look forward to, and that gives us a reason to live. So you have to have something to do in the morning, first off. Now, some of you guys might be out there and say, well, I'm retired. I have nothing to do. There's always something to do, okay? You could have things that you're going to teach. You could volunteer time. You could work out. You could go on a walk. You could be helping somebody. There's just so many things that you can do that creates some sort of purpose in your life so that when you wake up, you have tasks that are oriented to get you to whatever goals and dreams that you envision. And you should have dreams throughout your life. I don't care if you're 80 years old. You should have a dream of something. Everyone should have a dream until the day that they perish. So You got to have a task list of things to do when you first wake up in the morning. That's key. That's number one. Number two, I used to struggle with flow state as just a way of, I struggle with the energy that it took to get to flow state. So what I started doing was when I woke up in a negative mindset, the first thing that I would do is I would stretch and I would bump out some burpees. Okay. Now, if you bump out some sort of burpees or you get some sort of like heavy physical restraint in the morning, that's going to put some pressure on you, even if you don't feel like it. I've never been in a workout that I've started that I felt like crap after. Okay. Whenever you have endorphins flowing and your body's flowing, your blood's pumping, your mind thinks more clear, and it allows you to get into that flow state that you need. So typically if I wake up in the morning and I'm at a flow state, I'm at like, let's just say a 20%, right? Of 100% could be the flow state that I want to be at for the day or for the moment. And I'm at 20% because I'm like thinking a lot of negative stuff or whatever, or there's problems occurring. Then to get back up to 100, I'll bang out some burpees and I'll do it until I'm literally out of breath. To be honest with you, most of my workouts, I try to literally kill myself when I'm working out. I try to work out as hard as I can. And if I'm not sweating, right, or I'm not at failure, complete failure of the workouts where I can't do anymore, I feel like I didn't get enough out of it. And that's just a competition in me within myself. It's always me versus me. So burpees, I'll do that. Lately, I've been switching it up between burpees and running in the morning. And I'll get out and I'll go on a run. I'll go do, I have a run lap that I do around my house and I'll go bang out, you know, 2.2 miles. Some of you guys are saying, you know, I don't like running and I don't like burpees. I can't do those. Okay, cool. Well, you can mix it up a little bit. If you don't like burpees, you could do burpees on your knees and just maybe just get up and go down and then just do pushups. I don't care what you do. Just get the heart rate up. Okay. Go run around the block. I hate personally running direct. So I'll stop, you know, every quarter mile and I'll do burpees or I'll do sit-ups or I'll do lunges or I'll do something. And I switch it up every single time I'm out. For me, that works. Get the blood flow going, okay? If you're struggling in the morning. At first, it's going to feel like it's something that won't work for you. But eventually, if you keep doing it long enough, you're going to start seeing the results. You're going to feel different. You're going to notice that your mindset and the way that you feel is different. That's going to get you into a more positive set of flow state. Last but not least, you got to focus on the things that are driving you back. Okay. Now I want to talk about karmic debt. When you think about karmic debt, a lot of people know about karma. We've all talked about, oh, you're going to get your karma. It's a real thing, guys. Karmic debt is when you owe something. Okay. Because of a negative act that you portrayed. When you have something that you've constituted as a negative, right? You acted on someone, you hurt somebody, you did something that maybe you shouldn't have done that was outside of your conscience. It sits on you. And karmic debt drains the energy out of you. It just sucks it out of you dry. And it just sits there. And it won't go away until you deal with it. Okay. A lot of people sit in depression for many years because they can't get the energy to move forward. And the reason for that is because you're sitting on karmic debt. You're sitting on things that you did, or you have regret about a way that you acted, or you did something that was outside of your character. You guys all know what your character is. You guys all know who you live by and what rules you live by and how you were brought up and this person that you were created to be through your family, through your friends, through the system of which you were brought up. And you know damn well what you're aligned with and what you're not aligned with. So when you break character and you fall out of alignment, right? And then you provide a negative act or do something that's outside of like what you believe to be, you know, a good natured person, you struggle with that karmic debt and it's just going to sit on you. It's going to dwell on you. That's why we talk about stress and we talk about people getting sick from stress. Karmic debt will make you sick. Okay. It will make you sick. When you owe shit to the world, you owe a payback and you haven't dealt with that karmic debt by asking for forgiveness. And I'm not talking about forgiveness just for the other person. I'm talking about forgiveness for yourself. If you haven't forgiven yourself for the act to which you've committed, that was a negative act that you portrayed, you're going to hurt yourself more or less most of the time than other people. Karmic debt hurts other people, but it also hurts yourself probably more, especially when you break character and you go out of alignment. We can't do that, guys. Okay. So you got those three things those three things, if you deal with them, they will get you into proper flow state. I want to talk about the number one thing that will drive you off the wall, okay, out of flow state. The number one thing has to do with faith, okay? If you commit sin, that is the number one cause of anxiety, okay, for most people. Sin is the number one thing that, unless confessed, you can't heal yourself properly, okay? Sin is something that has to be held accountable for, and it has to be something that you're aware of. Your body, your soul, your mind knows when you're out of total alignment, and it knows when you're not being the person that you want to be, okay? The person that you would most admire, the person that you would see fit to take instruction from. When you can't become that person and you're not striving to become that person that you would look up to, that you want to dress like, that you want to look like, that you want to be faith-based like, then you're going to be the person that you don't want to be like. And that's what's going to drag you down from being in the positive flow state that you could or could have not been in. Take this as it is, guys. Take understanding everything I just said. Flow state is the number one thing that you need to focus on in your life and trying to be the most. You got to be in the most and best flow state possible to reach whatever goals, whatever desires you want to be in your life, to whether you want to be just a parent for your kids or you want to be someone full of success, someone that you can be held accountable for, all those things. You got to get into flow state. And you got to find a way to increase your person mentally, physically, and spiritually at least 1% a day. 1%, guys. Just 1% a day. Move towards the goal 1% a day. We're all imperfectly perfect people, guys. All of us have made mistakes. All of us will continue to make mistakes. But you deserve it, and know it to yourself and your family and your friends and everyone that believes in you, to be in proper flow state. The people that love you need you as a leader. Whether you see it or not, there's always someone looking up to you. You're either leading people or you're leading them away from you. And if you're leading them away from you, it's because they can't look at you for some sort of guidance. And they might need you. They might believe in you. There might be just one person out there that believes in you, and you need to create that person that they need to be for themselves. They need to see it from you that you can do it first. And that's how a lot of humans react. Find your flow state, guys. Get that heart rate up. If you're out of it, get a schedule together and make sure, most importantly, that you have no karmic debt on your soul. If you got karmic debt, deal with it. Okay? Deal with that shit today. Don't let that shit sit on your soul. Forgive people, forgive yourself, and move on. It's not worth it, guys. It's not worth it. I dealt with karmic debt my whole life, things that I felt like I owed. And then until I started paying them is when I actually started feeling better. And I remember when I was 37 and I cracked for the first time, and I cracked anxiety open, and I couldn't breathe. I could handle everything, man. I could handle, you know, not having my dad around when I was a kid, because my dad wanted to go pursue being a lady. I remember my parents divorcing. I remember my mom struggling as a single mom. I remember being poor as hell. I remember getting into little gangs as a kid, you know, messing around with all that stuff. And I remember just wanting to just go be in the Marine Corps and just be angry at the world, and hopefully someone would kill me, because I just hated myself and I hated how angry I was. I don't feel that way anymore. The reason I don't feel that way anymore is because I forgave myself. I forgave myself for everything that I did and the person that I was. And I'm by far not perfect at all. I'm not coming here saying I have it all figured out, because I don't. But what I do have figured out is that when you owe and you did something wrong, you have to pay it back. You have to make it right. And as long as you try to make it right, it's all that God's asking you to do. Sin is the number one cause of anxiety, guys. Just realize that. And anxiety for me was a true blessing because it actually fixed me. It helped me. It got me out of a funk I was in where I was unempathetic. But now I'm the most empathetic. I went 100%, 180 on myself. And I'm thankful for every minute of it because it's only benefited my life in 1,000 ways. This podcast wouldn't exist if it wasn't for anxiety. So anyone that says they hate anxiety, all this stuff wouldn't exist if it wasn't for it. Sometimes we need to hit rock bottom, guys, to realize what we really need most in life. And we need to wake up and smell the coffee. And I woke up and I do smell the coffee now. Guys, get knowledgeable. Get knowledgeable about your life. Get smarter. Start reading. We're reading a book by the ancient philosopher, Greek philosopher. This guy was in slavery. His name is Epictetus. Okay. I've been studying him and Marcus Aurelius for some bit. Phenomenal book, The Art of Living. You guys will like it. It's very short, but it's got just little statements in here, little quotes, things like that. This is something that'll help you if you guys need a little bit of a starting point in trying to get into proper flow state. This book is the Bible for living without the Bible. It's like an additional phenomenal stuff in here, guys. So other than that, work on yourself daily. 1% daily, guys. Okay. Be a part of the 1%. And until next time, get up. Get after it and get some.